Structural interference or nerve interference can be caused for major categories, such as spinal subluxations. The vertebrae are designed to move freely and evenly. They are held together with ligaments, muscles, tendons, etc., but they are also held apart by the discs, so there are openings where the holes or nerves come out through these foramen or holes that we have referred to. A nerve comes out through there, cerebral spinal fluid comes out through there, blood vessels, acupuncture connectors, and other things are referred to that can be subluxated or impeded if the vertebrae get out of alignment or even fixated in place. We talk about other kinds of subluxations too. We have craniosacral subluxations. The cranium has a dura, or part of the fascial system, that is up in the cranium that goes all the way down the spinal cord. And cerebral spinal fluid is formed in the brain and is pumped rhythmically, sometimes 6 to 8 times a minute throughout the body. If this gets impeded, it is called a craniosacral subluxation and can cause many symptoms from headaches, seizures, dizziness, all kinds of symptoms. So your wellness practitioner will help evaluate that. Extremities can be subluxated. You've heard of carpal tunnel, or you've heard of tennis elbow, or you've heard of a knee that popped out of place, so to speak, or a tarsal tunnel can be a foot subluxation. We will discuss those with you as your wellness practitioner. Identify those and correct those for you if they are there. The viscera or the organs can also be subluxated or fixated. Each one of the organs moves rhythmically all the time throughout the body. That's what allows the heart to pump or the liver to help in detoxification. Your wellness practitioner will evaluate through palpation, through feeling, through other exams to identify if the organs themselves might need gentle persuasion. The temporomandibular joint, or the jaw, is a major area of subluxation and has many nerves that can be impeded or impinged in this area, cause anything from headache, jaw pain, popping of the jaw. Seizures can even been tied into this particular area. So it's very important that we evaluate that and balance it out. The fascia is a very critical area. If you can envision, the body is surrounded by saran wrap. Now, this saran wrap up in the head is called the dura, like the dura mater that surrounds and protects the brain. The fascia that goes on down in extension around the lungs is called the pleura. The fascia that goes around the heart is called the pericardium. The fascia that goes over the organs, the greater part, is called the greater omentum, and there's even a smaller one called the smaller omentum. And the fascia of the foot, or of the lower extremity, is called the plantar fascia. It is important that we evaluate each one of these areas that is potentially subluxated and free that subluxation by correction. So your wellness practitioner will use things like motion palpation, static palpation, instruments such as the percussor to release that. So we have an instrument called the percussor that gently releases, almost feels like a vibrator to you. We have an adjuster, which literally adjusts the spine or the extremities back into place. So the combination between the adjuster, literally adjusts the vertebrae back in, and the percussor releasing the fascia, releasing the cranium, releasing the TMJ, releases the extremities, gives the practitioner the ability to painlessly evaluate and treat your potential subluxations. Also, your wellness practitioner may be very advanced using a cold laser. And many of the practitioners use the cold laser to help each cell function better. It's called a modulator. In other words, if the cell is functioning too rapid, almost hyper, it can slow it down to normal. If it's going too slow and can barely move, it modulates it up to the normal pace. So the cold laser at 635 nanometers has been a miracle. And you may find this very helpful in your recovery of any subluxations in any of the different areas.